In these unprecedented times, we need effective immune support. That's why I'm excited to introduce two formulas that work, CV Defense and CV Acute. There's nothing quite like them. CV Defense is a daily preventative, the only supplement that delivers the six most important ingredients to optimize your immune function, including PEA, a critical molecule for long-term immunity at the cellular level. CV Acute is a fast-acting, great-tasting syrup for direct immune activation. It eliminates invaders with the fruit, flower, and root of patented Chinese medicine. I take it when I feel run down to fend off respiratory infections. Both products are safe, all natural, and backed by numerous clinical trials. For more information and to order, go to TotalImmuneHealth.com and take advantage of discounts from 30 to 50% just for listening to Intelligent Medicine. That's TotalImmuneHealth.com. TotalImmuneHealth.com for the most exciting immune support products in years.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. All week we've got great podcasts, but this show is live and it's available to you online or via your radio station. We've got lots to talk about today. 877-726-8255 is the number that gets you right into the doctor's office. You can be whisked in without an appointment and you can pose your question or share a comment. Vaccines, a big topic, judging from what I'm seeing in my office. Everybody asking about the vaccine. Which vaccine should I take? Is the vaccine safe? When should I take it? What if I've already had COVID? All kinds of questions arising around that. We're going to tackle some of those questions today. 877-726-8255. You can start dialing right away. And let's make sure that my computer doesn't talk to me. It has a way of doing that. Among the things that we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about daylight saving time. Daylight saving time may be on its way out. It is being phased out in many parts of the world, and there's a big initiative in this country to get rid of it. Is it really something that we need? Is it something that comes with certain health hazards? We'll tackle those issues in just a few moments. Also, we'll talk about a new vaccine that's on its way. The Novavax shot appears to be effective against COVID, so it joins our repertoire of vaccines that may be available to staunch the pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll also talk about spring allergies and a surprising relationship has been found between spring allergies and susceptibility to COVID. It's a fascinating story we'll tackle momentarily. But this week marks the one-year anniversary of the pandemic. And to give you a little perspective on what I was doing this week last year, I was in the British Virgin Islands diving. I took a scuba diving trip. And in the lead up to that trip, there was a lot of apprehension because it appeared that a pandemic was looming. There were mixed signals. No, it's not a big deal. Yes, it is a big deal. Should you wear masks? No, don't bother. But we knew that something was looming as my family and I prepared to take a scuba diving trip down to the U.S., to the British Virgin Islands. And it kind of illustrates that life is not always about taking the ultimate precautions. To some extent, I threw caution to the winds and convinced my family and a couple of friends to join me on a diving trip down to Tortola, which was beautiful and a very memorable experience. It's something that I don't regret, although it got a little scary because as we were down there, We would listen to the radio, because you can get radio online anywhere in the world, you know, as perhaps you're listening to this program right now in a remote location where there's not even a radio station signal. And we heard tales of more and more people getting sick, more and more talk of lockdowns, more and more admonitions to shelter in place, not get on a plane or travel. And here we were in a remote location. And by the end of the trip, it got a little spooky because there were so many boats on the water when I first got there. Lots and lots of people just chilling out on their sailboats or diving, or just hanging out. And towards the end of the week that we were there, there were fewer and fewer boats. And everybody was skedaddling for the main port and for the airport. And then we realized that the flight that we had that was booked out may have been one of the very last flights that was leaving Tortola. So it was a little bit of a caper. And then as we arrived in our stopover in Puerto Rico, was mass confusion reigned in the airport, and there were all kinds of National Guard troops standing there taking your temperature, wearing masks, and it was a little bit hairy. And then we got on a plane. We, you know, of course, I'd stocked up on lots and lots of natural immune-supporting supplements for myself and my family. And we had N95 masks that we could use on the plane. And we made it. We actually made it. We missed a flight because it took longer to go through check-in. But in spite of that, we made it back to the States just in the nick of time. And it kind of speaks to the issue of, you know, how much risk are you willing to undertake in life? We have a speech this week by the president, which was kind of a sad recantation of all the devastation that the virus has caused, a very dolorous speech. And there was optimism tempered with a lot of pessimism and caution. And the president held out to us the somewhat dreary prospect, in my opinion, that we'll all be able to be having a hot dog in our backyard on the 4th of July with just a few close friends and family members, of course, with suitable precautions. And may not be the most appetizing and uplifting prospect for a lot of people who are chomping at the bit to resume normalcy. There's a op-ed in the Wall Street Journal this week from none other than Dr. Marty McCary, who's created a lot of controversy because he said that we're due for herd immunity by April. And he received a lot of blowback and a lot of criticism. And in fact, his op-ed in a major newspaper has been censored because the concern is that it's going to lead people to throw caution to the winds. The notion that, yeah, we'll be fine, and let's not worry about things, let's resume life, that's his basic message. So he penned another op-ed you know, about a week later, which says, and I'm quoting, "The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has lost a lot of credibility in the COVID-19 pandemic by being later wrong on testing, masks, vaccine allocation, and school reopening. Staying consistent with that pattern this week, 3 months after the vaccine rollout began, the CDC finally started telling vaccinated people that they can have normal interactions with other vaccinated people. But here's the catch. Only in highly limited circumstances." And so keep in mind that this organization is called the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's all about stomping out disease. It's not the Center for Prosperity and Life Fulfillment and Pursuit of Life, Liberty, and Happiness. It's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And from their standpoint, it's all about stomping out COVID-19. What McCary is saying is that, given the, and I'm quoting, given the impressive effectiveness of the vaccines, it should have been immediately obvious by applying scientific inference and common sense, that people who've been vaccinated can virtually go back to normal. But that's not what the CDC is saying. They're saying that, you know, in spite of the fact that you may have received the shot, you got to keep wearing the mask. You got to keep social distancing. The guidelines do approve of vaccinated people meeting with low-risk unvaccinated ones. Low-risk would be, you know, a younger, healthier individual, but don't meet with grandma who's 92, but only with people from the same household in a small private setting. So McCary writes, so much for restaurants, birthday parties, and weddings. And so, you know, going forward, you know, we've got to balance risk with reward. And we've got kind of a varied experiment going on in this country. Some states virtually reducing the lockdown, unmasking, although people are free to wear masks and businesses are free to require people to wear masks. And there will be lots of social distancing. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, whether these states fare well or whether these states, their opening will portend yet another surge in vaccine, in virus cases. And that's where we stand in the beginning of spring 2021, one full year after the advent of COVID-19. We've got lots more to say about it on today's program, and we invite your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And in the office this week, topic A, and online, you know, where people are sending me questions, is, okay, which vaccine should I take? Which vaccine should I take? And there are now three, because J&J, Johnson & Johnson, just introduced another vaccine, which offers greater simplicity because it's a one shot deal. And it's also easier to transport, easier to administer. And so add that to the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine. We have three options. And now along comes yet another one that eventually may be approved. Novavax has reached a milestone in its testing. Novavax shot effective against COVID in final trial analysis. Its vaccine was 96.4% effective against mild, moderate, and severe symptoms of the disease in a trial in the United Kingdom. Needless to say, shares of the drug maker were up 16% this last Thursday. Their stock has gained more than 68%, so call your broker. Vaccine was less effective against the South African variant. That's a very concerning variant that seems to be gradually spreading across the world because it's the configuration of its spike protein is different than the spike protein that was targeted by the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. And the virus is mutating. So we now have four vaccines, and so a lot of people are saying, which vaccine should I take? Now, in America, we're very used to being discerning consumers. It's not like, you know, the Soviet Union, you know, where you'd go to the government department store and you would get the government shoes, or you would buy the government car, and it was like one size fits all. Here we have a lot of consumer choice, and we used to, I mean, even when I buy a pair of socks, you know, I'll spend like 3 days online, you know, analyzing which socks are best, which have, certain unique properties to support the arch or to prevent plantar fasciitis or to be cushioned or to be ultra thin. We have a lot of options. So when it comes to the vaccine, we're used to making choices, but when it comes down to getting the vaccine, it's kind of like whatever they serve you up with, if you're lucky enough to get an appointment, that's the vaccine that you're going to be getting. So there's a certain amount of vaccine hesitancy because people are saying, well, I want to see how this pans out. But I tell people that it's a little bit like watching the Kentucky Derby. You really can't tell the winner. You know, certainly, you know, when the horses are in the paddock, you can say, well, this horse looks really good. But, yeah, that may be a horse that's dead last, even though it looks good. And then at the starting line, they're all lined up. They're even. And then this right now, predicting which vaccine is going to be the safest, the most effective, is a little bit like trying to predict the winner of the Kentucky Derby in the first furlong. You know, they may be neck and neck, and, you know, one is stepping to the inside, but you don't know who's going to ultimately cross that finish line in first place. Or, you know, as seems to be happening with the AstraZeneca vaccine, there's some concerns in certain countries in Europe and in Asia. They're suspending the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. That's one of the reasons why Europe seems to be in trouble, because they bet heavily on the AZ vaccine, and that vaccine is proving problematic. There are some cases of blood clots occurring in people who received the vaccine, not enough to get the World Health Organization to say that the vaccine is unsafe. They've come out in favor of the AstraZeneca vaccine. They say the risk-benefit equation favors the use of the vaccine. It confers more protection than the slight risk that it may pose. But some countries are suspending the use of the vaccine. So it's going to be really hard to tell which vaccine ends up working, especially when we're dealing with a moving target. The virus is mutating. Variants are appearing. It's unclear which vaccine is going to confer the most protection. The vaccine that you take after standing in line in the cold weather, that may be a vaccine that's less effective this fall or winter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some calls momentarily, but keep in mind, too, that you can call that number 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, and we'll answer those questions during a subsequent program. But coming back to COVID-19, there's a new study that reinforces the obvious about COVID-19, which is that it has taken a toll. Whether or not you've had COVID-19, there have been some major disruptions to our lifestyles and our mental health. And this is a study that documents the hit that the pandemic has caused to our physical activity. And, you know, I got to say, though, that there are some outliers, because when the pandemic began, I endeavored to keep myself sane and fit and to support my immune system by exercising even more intensely. And I was deprived of an opportunity to go to my favorite gym, which is located just adjacent to my apartment in New York City. But I still made sure that I got outside. I started running again. I made sure that I, you know, every day got outside, took a walk, monitored my steps, did indoor exercises with, you know, simple equipment, light weights and bands. And then luckily in February, the pool at my favorite gym opened up again on, you know, limited basis. You have to sign up ahead of time and reserve a place, and a limited number of people can be in the pool. So it's kind of a pain. But, you know, I managed to keep ahead of the curve of sedentary decline. So what they found in the study is that at the onset of the pandemic, average steps declined from 10,000 to 4,600 steps per day. Time spent socializing declined by over half to less than 30 minutes. And screen time more than doubled to over 5 hours per day. The one thing that did improve is that sleep increased by 25 to 30 minutes per night, because, you know, people weren't commuting. People were staying home, and people were going out less and partying less. And, you know, so that was one benefit to the pandemic, although a lot of people are reporting sleep difficulties because the whole thing is so nightmarish and anxiety-producing that is keeping people up. And then, you know, being home, sometimes their sleep cycles are disrupted because they sleep late or they nap, and that messes up their circadian rhythms. So what they did say is that the proportion of participants at risk for clinical depression ranged from 46 to 61%. That's around half. A 90% increase in depression rates compared to the same population just prior to the pandemic. So that's pretty devastating. And, you know, it's got to go into the equation, because we have to say, all right, you know, we want to keep our hospitals from being overrun. We want to keep people from having to have severe medical consequences from the COVID-19. But there are a lot of collateral damage that's occurring, not to mention addiction, suicide, alcoholism, and the terrible toll on our kids as they experience isolation and boredom. But here's another problem, is that, okay, let's say you get COVID-19, but you have a very mild case. Okay, so far so good. But what they're reporting on here is that a large number of COVID-19 survivors will experience cognitive complications. And by some estimates, the rate of what's called long COVID may be as high as 30%. People just say, you know, I just don't feel right since I had COVID. I had a mild case. It wasn't bad. It, you know, it just seemed like a bad cold or flu. You know, never considered going to the hospital. Never had severe breathing problems. I just toughed it out at home. But a lot of people are experiencing long COVID. Research done at Oxford University has found that a large proportion of COVID-19 survivors will be affected by neuropsychiatric and cognitive complications. They may suffer from PTSD. Well, yeah, if you've been on a ventilator, for sure. That's just very, very devastating. Requires a lot of resilience to make a comeback from a near-death experience. But they say that these findings will prompt us to investigate the long COVID syndrome, which includes fatigue, cognitive problems, and a range of psychiatric problems. So in another wrinkle to this story, it's unclear what happens if you're suffering from long COVID and you get the vaccine. The concern might be, well, you are already feeling off, and the vaccine might heighten your immune surveillance, making your symptoms worse. But there have been some case reports about the opposite, which is the people suffering from long COVID taking the vaccine and then feeling better. So we're going to have to look out for that. Also, the nagging question is, what if you've had COVID? You know, you had a positive PCR test, you were sick, it was documented, or you have antibodies, maybe you didn't feel anything, maybe you were asymptomatic, but you now have antibodies. And I've seen several patients like that in my practice, that they have said, yeah, I wasn't sure of me, I fell off a little bit a couple of days, but I really couldn't tell. And then I went and got tested, and sure enough, I had antibodies. So now they're saying everybody should get the vaccine, regardless of whether you have had it. They say that the natural immunity acquired by having it isn't necessarily going to protect you. So that's the rationale for getting a COVID vaccine. But it's unclear what's going to happen to those people, whether it's going to help or hinder those people, whether it's going to cause an ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement of their already pre-existing immune reactivity to the virus, because they've acquired some natural immunity, then you boost it with a vaccine. Is that good? Is that bad? It's unclear, but right now the guidelines don't discriminate. So we have to be a little more nuanced in our application of universal vaccination when it comes to these individuals. It's really unclear what's going to happen. It really needs to be studied. It needs to be studied as, you know, look, a lot of people have had COVID, and now there are a lot of vaccines available. So invariably, a lot of people who've had COVID will get a vaccine. Will it be to their benefit? 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls, shall we? Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I appreciate your show and your wisdom. I was wondering about soy phospholipids for males. Does it feminize? Is it an estrogen donor? Anyway, thanks again, and good health to you.
All right. You know, interesting question is, do soy phospholipids have an estrogenic effect? And, you know, the way that you get soy phospholipids is from soy products, but also there are certain soy supplements, certain products that emphasize isoflavones that are primarily used by women to obviate hot flashes because they serve as a natural source of estrogen. But it's a type of estrogen that is probably not carcinogenic, although studies are controversial on this. You know, say you've had breast cancer, should you be taking this? Some studies say that if you've been eating soy for your entire life, that it reduces your risk of breast cancer. But if you should get breast cancer and then start piling on the soy isoflavones in hopes of blocking estrogen naturally with these things, that this may enhance certain types of breast cancer. It's not just one type of breast cancer. Some are estrogen dependent, some are non-estrogen dependent. And so results may vary when it comes to the safety of these supplements for women who are at risk. But when it comes to men, it's unclear whether taking these supplements, you know, say you're taking these supplements for cardiovascular prevention. There's actually some literature that suggests that there may be some cardiovascular benefits. Perhaps that's why women are somewhat more protected against heart disease than men, because of the higher levels of estrogen that they have, at least until menopause. But there are probably a fair number of case reports of men who piled on the isoflavone supplements, things like diazine, concentrated soy, who may have developed breast tenderness or gynecomastia due to taking too many of these. But probably if you take something that is like a liposomal product that's got some soy phospholipids in it just to encapsulate some active ingredient, that's not going to deliver enough of the estrogenic soy compounds to trigger feminizing traits or behavior in men. And there's actually some evidence that these natural soy products may be helpful against prostate cancer. In fact, in the old days, they don't do this now, but before they had more targeted drugs for prostate cancer, they would give men estrogen, diethyl sebesterol, which has got a lot of side effects, but they give men estrogen to in effect feminize them, but with a good effect on the prostate cancer. So, I would say for practical purposes, that's not the case. I do have a concern about, what happens when a pregnant woman takes these supplements or consumes a ton of soy, or when young male infants are fed soy formulas exclusively, or young male children are fed tons of soy. Say their parents are macrobiotic vegans and they're feeding them tofu all day long, or soy products. Maybe, just maybe, that could have an effect on development in some unclear way. It could affect the brain. It could affect the, testicular development. It might even affect fertility and have an impact on puberty. So suggestion is, don't go overboard if you're male on these soy products. But I would say that in general, modest consumption of soy foods and or products that have some phospholipids in them, it's not the cross to the vampire. It's not like, you got to avoid these completely because of heavy-duty feminizing effects. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number if you want to get into the conversation. And it's springtime, although kind of a mixed bag here in the Northeast because it's been very cold. And as I look out the window here, I see there's a little bit of residual snow still on the lawns of neighbors across the street. There was a lot of snow a couple of weeks ago, but the temperatures have turned warm, and spring fever is in the air. But the trees are blasted. It's kind of like nuclear winter here. And so why, oh, why are people in the Northeast sneezing? And the reason for that, and I looked it up, is the pollen counts, in spite of the fact that nothing's growing here, and it's still freezing overnight, is that there is this thing called the jet stream. And the jet stream sweeps in a large arc southward across the country, the southern part of the United States, probably the northern part of Mexico, and sweeps up with it pollens because, you know, just as it's 5 o'clock somewhere, anywhere in the globe, it's springtime somewhere, especially in parts south, and the trees are blossoming, and the plants are growing, and the jet stream is picking up some of that pollen and depositing it literally 1,500, 2,000 miles away from its point of origin. And so there's an interesting consequence when it comes to COVID-19. According to studies, COVID-19 risk increases with airborne pollen. And that kind of makes sense. They say that in the spring of 2020, last year, when the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic appeared to begin, it coincided with the tree pollen season in the Northern Hemisphere. And so scientists investigated that. Was they, you know, was that just a coincidence? Was just, you know, two things happening at once? And what they discovered is the airborne pollen can account for, on average, 44% of the variation in infection rates. Now, how is that biologically plausible? Well, it turns out that allergy, especially in your nasal passage and in your respiratory tract, literally can paralyze your immune response and make you more susceptible to having the virus latch on to the delicate cells that line your respiratory tree. It's actually an upside-down tree with its roots in the air and the branches in your lungs. The roots are in your nasal passages and sinuses, and then there's a tree trunk, which is your trachea, which conducts these particles down into your bronchi. And you don't remember high school biology? You learn all these terms. So it turns out that high pollen concentrations led to a weaker immune response in airways to viruses that can cause coughs and colds. And this appears to be the case with SARS-CoV-2. Certain antiviral interferons signal nearby cells to escalate their antiviral defenses, but these immune defenses seem to be neutralized or paralyzed when you're exposed to high levels of pollen. So, you know, what can you do? Well, you know, filter your air, limit your outdoor excursions on days when there's a high pollen count. But the other thing you could do is, like, wash your nasal passages. Wash them out. Use a product called Clear Nasal Spray that one of our sponsors, which is very good for seasonal allergies and might ultimately have some ancillary benefits for COVID. If you're suffering from chronic pain and if you're taking over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs, well, here's an alternative. It's a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid turmeric liposome complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It's sourced and manufactured in the United States. And this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects, myfuturefrom.com/Hoffman. I don't go a day without it. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to examine a study just published in Nature last week. The headline, foreboding. Study of coronavirus variants predicts virus evolving to escape current vaccines. We'll be back with more. 877-726-8255, our number.